there is a problem in Italy, in several places, with water coming from surface that sadly is full of poison, because human activity has given a lot of problems. So we are looking for deep water to take it in the bottle and to control that is safe.
The benefits provided by some industries come with a cost to our water resources. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendored Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Giancarlo Noleri's passion is studying and supporting industry and society's needs for water. Chemical usage on agricultural and industrial lands and mining of resources in the countryside can impact both surface water and groundwater. Giancarlo has seen this and explains that controlling and monitoring wells and springs in the Tuscany region of Italy is essential to protecting these resources. He gives an example of a mine located near Pedogna River.
In any case, each year we control wells, quality of wells on the ground. There are some springs, water on the top, and we control also them, the amount and the quality, because the activities must not impact with all these things, from trees, the presence of biological diversity on the ground. I have seen there is a little river, is called Pedogna River. In this river there is a lot of life that not changed. So when you break the rocks, you have a part of the rocks that you can sell. But a big part, 30-40%, you can't sell because it clays or something less than clays, is lime, okay? And you take it and you put it on in a part of the quarry without selling it. And this amount, you if you are not doing the good job, when it rain a lot, go in the river. So you must do a lot of job to contain, not in impact, because it can be a big problem.
The Pedogna River situation also has an impact on groundwater.
From the river to the point you go, there are a lot of human activities, so it's easiest that the water can have the tracks of these activities. Yes, it's that the case, because we have several events of pollution inside the groundwater, and it was not only with pesticides used in agriculture, but also with industrial liquids that were stocked bad. You must stock them in the right way.
It is Giancarlo's experience that the economic analysis is the sole driving criteria when looking at new industrial projects in Italy. Environmental impacts and their costs are not addressed until years later.
The economists have the power. My clients don't ask me where I suggest them to do an activities. They make a money study, and the economist does it. And the economist doesn't look if you are or not in a sensibility point from environmental. They look only the cost and the money can you get back. After years, there is always an impact, and they don't consider it when you do the money study before to do the investments. So it's all completely wrong. For me, you must consider also the impact before, and if you have it, it's a cost. Always it's a cost not considered at the beginning. In the last 10 years something changed, because the very controls that are, they ask you to consider the problems that your activity can give to the environmental all around you.
When we are motivated to build industries that endure the test of time, we realize that our true successes satisfy business, society, and the environmental health of the lands and waters that we call home. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.